This is a Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
We're here with Kathy Powell from the Water Follies. Let's start in the now and then work backwards, which we don't normally do here. Tell us about this year's Water Follies. What will be familiar? What will be different?
Oh my gosh. So of course the unlimited hydroplanes, right? 200 plus mile an hour. And we have a new team that has two new boats. So super exciting. Andrew Tate getting announced as the driver for Rob Graham. Another exciting piece. So that will be the same. Also the air show. We have the F-35 from the United States Air Force. So that'll be a lot of fun too. And lots of fun on the shore. It'll be great.
So give us the behind the scenes story of the Water Follies starting in March of 2020. And take us to now.
Okay, so we had started the year off with a pretty positive attitude about getting through this COVID shutdown and getting back to normal. So we start in January. We're getting reservations for RVs, private hospitality, working on sponsorships. And then all of a sudden, they're proclaiming this possibility of a fourth wave. And the numbers are continuing to climb. And then I believe it was the end of March or so, three counties moved backwards. And also the governor had not issued guidelines for festivals and events. He had issued guidelines for the Mariners and their stadium seating and so forth, but nothing for the type of event that we do. So it was looking kind of bleak. And so we had decided at our April meeting that we would choose May as the date for go, no go. And we waited for the governor. That was his day, that day that we had our meeting, May 3rd, that he would say if any of the counties were moving backwards. That was his evaluation day. So we were waiting for him to share his information. There was anticipation that several counties would move backwards because they were not meeting his metrics. And he said nothing. He came on. He never did come on to media and have an opinion one way or the other. He was silent. And so we went ahead and decided to cancel because it just looked like we were going in the wrong direction.
So you're the everyday person, you're the executive director, but you also work with a volunteer board. So like on things like this that are, I mean, this is like once in a lifetime type stuff, obviously. Do they weigh your opinion on what things ultimately? Do you have the last call? Does the board? Do you do it as a group?
Everybody has input into the decision making process. We try to use the best information that's available to us. The mid-April, the governor came out with guidelines for festivals and events, and it announced that every person should have 72 square feet. That puts so many people in 1 acre, so many people in 5 acres, but a maximum of 9,000 people. So using that information and the information for our private hospitality tents, it would have been less than half capacity for those tents and the park, and then taking a look at the budget. So my job is just to make sure that the board has the information they need to make a good quality decision.
We'll be right back with Kathy Powell after these messages.